The talks were organized last year during a rare meeting between the Afghan and Pakistani presidents in Washington. Relations between the South Asian neighbors are at a low. Both sides blame the other for a surge in violence that has affected the entire region. Afghanistan's six-year Taliban insurgency is bloodier than ever. More than 6,000 people have been killed in the past 18 months. In July, pro-Taliban militants battled government forces in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. More than 100 people died in the eight-day standoff. Pakistani authorities say the upcoming Jirga should produce a unified response to the violence. Brigadier Javed Iqbal Chima is with the Pakistan Interior Ministry.
We both are victims of terrorism, and I think the stability of Afghanistan is of utmost importance to the stability of Pakistan, because no other country gets affected by the stability or otherwise of Afghanistan than Pakistan. As you all know, that if Afghanistan sneezes, Pakistan gets cold.
U.S. officials strongly back the talks. Both countries are critical allies in the U.S.-led war against terrorism. But security experts in Afghanistan and Pakistan say the Jirga will likely not produce major breakthroughs. Retired Pakistani General Talat Masood is among those who expect modest progress.
In a best-case scenario, we could think that they are showing a renewed commitment. They are showing the urgency and the great threat that this region is facing.
More than 700 people are expected to attend the Jirga in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Participants will include political leaders from both countries, as well as tribal elders and prominent religious figures. In the coming months, a similar Jirga is to be held in Pakistan. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, in Islamabad.